Blog Talk Radio.
Back fresh this early in the day. Welcome, people. Welcome to She's Raising the Bar on Blog Talk Radio. Wednesdays at 1 is where you will find us right here, waiting for you to join us. And it's a wonderful day in Gotham. And
chilly.
Chilly.
Again.
Well, May's been
spring is not coming here today.
You want to know what
week,
I was talking to somebody
week.
Yesterday. Do you notice that the falls that we have, I mean, I love the springs and the falls, it always seems a little bit more consistent. Fall gets gradually colder as it should, but the springs take a little bit longer to warm up. And this month, certainly,
Well, they said we're trapped in this low that doesn't want to move, so the heat's not coming to us.
Well, you know, I remember May 8th, in fact, in 19, how old is it? That'd be 69 is when I received communion. And I remember that day like it was yesterday because it hit about 90 degrees.
Wow.
I remember how hot it was that day. And, you know, it was May. And, I you know, unless I'm remembering.
We're just reaching 60 now.
Well, the rest of the week is going to be the high. It's going to be like 64.
Yeah.
Right? And with the winds and with the clouds.
Terrible.
It doesn't warm up nearly enough. But aside from all that, it's a beautiful day, and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. And let me introduce the ladies behind the mic. Is everybody ready? Everybody's taking notes? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Lori Towers is me. Elise Ziegelman is she. And we are raising the bar with you every Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
All right, sit down.
And we are doing that in the literal sense, in the figurative sense, and sometimes in the physical sense. And we're just, the platform for the show is just being a platform towards reinvention, just being the best person that you can be. And certainly it is angled more towards the ladies, but we do have guests that come on that are of the contrary, and today we actually have a guest who everybody knows this guy. Everybody knows this guy, but they think they don't. But if you were putting
Fitness
on,
Made Simple.
Okay, I was going to cue you in. Go ahead, sing it, Elise.
For the real people.
You didn't screw up the lyric.
Oh,
Fitness
okay.
Made before.
I'll do it really low and you can tell who it is.
Okay.
Fitness Made Simple.
See, but they're never going to guess. They're never going to guess by that rendition. But
for the real people.
But you remember his infamous.
Of course. Of course.
It's
a damn, look at those abs.
Nice-looking, chiseled man, John Basedow, who actually was on everybody's screen in the later portion of the 90s. And he's the host and the creator of best-selling Fitness Made Simple video series. And actually, he's now, and I'm going to check this out, host and creator of New Media Stew. That sounds
What's
interesting.
That?
I think it's a web show. I think it's a web TV show.
Oh.
I'm going to check it all out. He's got
And hopefully he'll tell us.
Yeah, he'll tell us. But he's going to be joining us today, and he should be coming on in a few minutes. And, you know, it's funny because, obviously, being fitness, you know, professionals ourselves, and health enthusiasts, it's really nice to have the grouping that we've had on the show. We had Gilad.
Then
we have Tammy Lee always comes
He's
on.
He's definitely
Tammy
part
Lee.
Of that, you know, group.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
definitely.
It's funny how, Gilad was more like the 80s and the late 80s, I think, right?
This guy was on the same time.
I don't think so. You know, it's funny because his people are so on top of things. I was going back and forth. Hello, Pat. I was going back and forth with Pat. Who does his media outreach. And I had originally thought that he was in the business over 20 years. And I love honesty.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, you know, actually, Fitness Made Simple, you know, it started more towards the later 90s.
Really?
And you know what? I'm so glad it's
no
not just
idea.
Me. Because it's just weird. I always remembered being there.
Yeah, at the same time as,
yes.
you know, because that was our era, you know?
Right.
But, I don't know.
But that's a funny thing.
Blew my mind.
So, well, you know, just take a swig of something and just make it right, because I didn't mean to do that. But I do remember them being around the same time, too. I remember, maybe I shouldn't say Tammy Lee. I do remember more with Gilad, but I didn't think that John Basedow was much
it's funny.
Further
Tammy Lee was
that.
The only one that's not that hasn't been on the TV circuit. You know, she was more of the VHS tapes.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You bought the whole series,
right.
you know. But John Basedow and Gilad was the TV circuit. I mean, I've
yeah.
seen them both on TV constantly.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Gilad still has a show going, right? It's the longest
no.
running. I think
well,
it's
still going,
it's
but
still,
definitely
so
repeats.
So it's like in reruns, yeah.
Definitely repeats.
But it's funny how, like, this is just, and you know, infomercials are just, we don't realize how much of, I mean, and that's why they're there, because they do make this indelible impression on us.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, of course, you know, it's like a cause to action. I mean, you want the people to buy the product, but you also want them to
I almost
to
did
remember.
Buy his product.
Did you? Did you?
I almost did buy it. Yes, I did.
Well, it's funny. A friend of mine, you know, was such a huge fan of his, and I'm remembering it incorrectly because
mm-hmm.
I want to say in the 80s, but it had to be the 90s. And yeah, and she had all of his videos, and I remember
wow.
going there, and she would say, check it out, what do you think of this, what do you think of that, what do you think of that, and you know, it was, yeah,
no.
going to her apartment, and yeah, it was always within...
Which is really true, because it's the title of his, you know, his series, is Fitness Made Simple,
yeah.
is, it was pretty simple.
Yeah.
It was very simple. I mean, you know, it wasn't like incorporated with all these different moves that these new people do,
mm-hmm.
you know? They'll do it like a shoulder press with a
mm-hmm.
tricep kickback, you know.
Yeah.
Ordinary people that just start working out can't do that.
But, you know.
They really can't do that.
And we've always said this. When you make exercise or calorie count, when you make it a math equation, it's not going to work.
Right.
When people don't get it, they're just going to pull back from it, and they're not going to want to go near it ever again.
Anything hard people don't want.
Well, that's the sad thing. You know, because it's when you think about it, we are such a culture of, and obviously the obesity rate speaks of that. We're such a culture of not wanting to do something
mm-hmm.
and not wanting to
laziness.
Do this, and it just
lazy.
It's I just
total
don't get
laziness.
It, you know, and so he's going to come on and talk to us about a few different things and what he's been up to. And you know what? I want to also ask, because this is what we like to ask the people that come on the show that have, you know. Enjoyed some celebrity status. What do you do? How do you? Because you know you can't stop. You know how do you reinvent yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well,
because,
that's what we're going to ask him.
Yeah.
We've asked all our
yeah.
guests that.
Because you can't like you know go work in Home Depot. You can't. You know what I'm saying? You want to stay. What do you do? What
mm-hmm.
do you do after you think you've said enough?
Right.
Well, or is
you
there
know,
ever
in,
enough?
In
that's
a way,
a
you know, this
question.
Is how we're reinventing ourselves. You know.
With our little show on the air 4 years. And, you know, in case
so.
Anybody's out there and they're saying, wait a second, Banta sounds familiar. Those chicks sound, those broads sound familiar. This is what I say to them. Them?
We are.
Same broads, broader platform. That's what I'm
that
saying.
Means
we
all.
Were a show about, well, sort of about brides and grooms getting in shape for the wedding.
We really never bantered about that.
We never, ever, ever. And that was like,
really
we were like the Christmas tree
fitness.
Shop.
Yeah, we just talked about Christmas.
We never, ever, ever said nay a word, nay one thing
right.
about wedding. And we just went off on our fitness tangents, and that's it. Maybe we gave a shout-out to our wedding. I think we gave
venue,
a shout-out to Kleinfeld, I think,
right.
a couple of times.
Venue,
that was
yeah.
about it. But that was all we ever did where that was concerned. So, yeah, so that's our platform now. So if that's what reinvention is, my dear, then I guess that's what we're doing.
Well, you have to reinvent yourself because you get stale, and people are tired of seeing the same thing over and over again.
And you know something? I think life is about growth.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you know, when you're stagnant, I think
and you grow into different branches
yeah.
of life, you know?
And I think you just, like, you know, it's stagnation affects mental, physical, emotional.
Forget it. Definitely.
You just can't do it. But I think our guest is
yes,
is
I'm
waiting
gonna bring him
for
on.
Us. Bring him on.
Welcome, John. How are you?
Hey, John.
Oh, hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, no worries.
The audience
is
so happy.
Love them. And you know what's funny? In our promo, I was saying to mm-hmm. encourage people to listen, guess who's joining us for lunch? So why don't you too? So now with the lunch question out in the air, what does John Basedow have for lunch? That's what we want to know.
To be honest with you, Lori, I pretty much stick to the Fitness Made Simple plan. It used to be back in the day before Fitness Made Simple, it was, you know, your nearest fast food place or a 10-pack of burgers from White Castle and things along those lines. Nowadays, with Fitness Made Simple, your body changes with you. So I actually crave chicken breast, vegetables, mm-hmm. salad, all sorts of good natural foods. I always say if my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents couldn't have picked it off the ground, plucked it from a tree, or shot it with a bow and arrow, you don't want to be eating it.
Yeah, but that's true. You know, and that's the funny thing. That was going to be my next question, because usually when people get into fitness to the extent that obviously you have, there's usually some sort of accelerant. Either it's you know, you're overweight or something gets you to that point. So was that the case with you?
I mean, largely, I got into fitness at a very down point in my life. I mean, growing up, I was an oddly shaped kid. I had, when guys hit puberty, you usually put on a little bit of muscle mass. I just put on weight around my middle.
Oh.
I had long, skinny arms, little shoulders. I look like a bowling pin on legs.
Oh, poor kid.
And that was what it was. And I still got TV gigs, and I still got different things. But I, at a point where I had been on a show that had ended, and I didn't have anything coming after that, and I was at a low point in my life that lasted for a bunch of months where I was in debt, and I really had nothing to really talk about or nothing, no drive or no passion or no exuberance for life. And I said, man, you're a goal-oriented guy. You have to figure out something. And one of the things I always wanted in the back of my mind was to be in a fitness magazine. But, of course, they don't put bowling pins on legs in a fitness magazine. So that basically was my little inspiration, and I started experimenting with all the popular exercise and nutrition programs that are out there for about a year. And after a year of trying them, I was at a point where I just wanted to throw up my hands and quit, like so many other people do, because you think you've tried all these things, but you have no results worth the effort. So I thought maybe I'm some sort of mutant and these just don't work for me. But then finally you realize, and since I'm stubborn and I hate wasting time and money, I ended up taking one weekend off and started to go through all the different things that I tried, what worked to some degree, what didn't work at all, what might work if I tweaked it. And that's when I had that one big Oprah aha moment, when I actually let myself figure things out rather than listening to Madison Avenue and TV ads tell me what I should be doing. And I realized you have to have the multifaceted three-dimensional approach to fitness, which I made as the fitness triangle. It's the time-conserving lean muscle-building workouts, the fat-fighting nutritional meal plan, and the supplementation with supplements to maximize your gym and your kitchen efforts.
Right.
You put those three sides together, just like the triangle is the ultimate structure in geometry, you build your own ultimate physique.
Right. Wow. But you know something? The average person, and us being within the same age and having done this for a living, we always know that when clients come back and say, well, you know what, the weight just won't come off, they're not doing one of those things. They might be doing two of those things, but they're not doing one of those things. Because
those things are
effective.
Completely. And that's why no matter what gadget or gizmo comes out nowadays, there has been no change in what works. It's still exercise.
It's
how much you're moving, and it's still how much you're eating and the nutrition you're putting into your body. So no matter what spin is put on that with a new ab gadget or gizmo, mm-hmm. with a new diet pill, with a new muscle building pill, anything like that, all of those spins, 90% of it is just a spin with advertising, and it has not that much substance. You still have to watch what you eat. You still have to exercise. You still have to play that mathematical game every single day of calories in, calories out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very true.
And it's not the worst thing in the world. It really is not the worst thing in the world to be responsible for your body.
Well, not if you're committed.
To feed
right.
it and move. To right. feed it and move. What's the problem with that?
No,
it's actually not. Well, the thing is, I think people get a bad rap in some situations because me having gone through it myself, I can now talk to people about, you know, been there, done that. So they tend to listen to me. And there are two biological realities that people don't when they understand it, they feel better about themselves and they stick to programs more. Number one is our Mother Nature. She's a nasty woman. She put our brains and our stomachs in two different time zones. Number one, it takes the brain 15 to 20 minutes to realize when the stomach is full to send the signal to stop eating. That's why if you leave the table when you feel full, 15 to 20 minutes later, you just want to take a nap. You're overwhelmed by the food intake. If you simply learn the cues of to leave the table when you're no longer hungry, not quite full, but when the food is not tasting as good, like you're eating because it's just there, and you really satisfy the urge of feeding yourself, if you learn that cue, you'll notice 15 to 20 minutes later, you're going to feel full but satiated and full of energy, not like you want to take a nap. The other thing is Mother Nature, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks to stop, maybe actually 30 to 45 days, to stop craving what you are feeding your body and start craving the new better foods. So like myself, if I was eating fast food burgers and fries and chocolate shakes, okay, my body doesn't give a damn how I look. My body just wants to live. So if it's living on the burgers, fries, and chocolate shakes, that's what it's going to crave. That's all it knows. You may want to turn on a dime and say, well, now I'm going to eat better. I'm going to go to chicken breast and vegetables. Your body is 4 to 6 weeks behind you, and it's going to be like going through detox for a drug addict to some degree that you have to wean yourself off that sugar. But know that after that 4 to 6 week period, you will feel better. You will start craving the good foods. As God is my witness, if I had what I used to have 10 years ago, I would be vomiting because my body's just not would not be able to accept it. Whereas back in the day, I could have the, 3/4 of a chocolate Entenmann's brownie cake, which the little sliver is like 350 calories. I would have 3/4 of the whole cake right before I went to bed with a big jug of milk.
Yeah, it's funny. In saying that, in speaking to your point, you know, I often look at, I mean, and everybody's seen those smoking commercials, which I think are brilliant for their shock value, and they're making such a wonderful point. And, and it's my question is, we as a nation can put money behind that, and don't get me wrong, it is absolutely important that we recognize how damaging smoking is for your health. But now, how come we don't find the funds for obesity, which I hate to say this, I think the byproducts of obesity are running parallel with what could happen to you with lifelong smoking.
I totally agree, but I'm just going to add my point on that. It's just that food is needed to survive. You know, you don't need cigarettes to survive. So they have to weave through. How would they make a commercial of not, I mean, just make it on fast food, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But then you're going to make all those places go out of business.
No. I don't think they would necessarily, but my thinking is if we had an infomercial, a commercial like that, that we start from a child making poor eating choices at a young age, follow them through the teenage years, we've all done that, and then you get to a point where the person is pulling up to fast food, ordering food, just putting his arm out, and you have his gut touching the steering wheel. I think we need to make a point. John, what do you think? What are your feelings on that?
Well, first of all, I agree with exactly what you said about, one inherent point is food is something that's needed to survive. And that's why a lot of people always say you can't vilify it. And it's also something that somebody who has an eating disorder or somebody who has an obsession with food or an unnatural attachment to food is something they have to deal with every day. Whereas like smoking and some other issues, once you get over that, yes, it can be hard, it can be horrendous, but once you get over it, it's not something you have to deal with every day. You don't have to give yourself a cigarette. You don't have to give yourself a certain drug
to live. You don't need it to survive. Right.
Exactly. Whereas food, you have to that person who has those issues is facing it all the time. However, to go to my point is I always say when you're trying to find the root cause of something, follow the dollar. cut through the illusion, cut through all the bullshit, and follow the dollar. A lot of these companies that have a lot of additives and preservatives in food and sugars and all sorts of artificial ingredients in foods, they are basically putting those in there because they want that food to last on the shelf as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
There is no longevity in real vegetables and real fruits and real meats. Those things go rancid and those things rot very, very quickly. You look at some of those packaged goods, you could look at them today and you could look at them 50 years from now and they'll look exactly the same.
Exactly.
And the thing is, they're doing that because they want to have it on the shelf. Those companies also have lobby groups. Those companies also fund ads. Those companies also support other companies and other interests. So going against them is going to be very, very hard. You see them moving slowly, like you'll see every fast food restaurant now having something on the healthy menu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even you could go to the worst fast food restaurant, but you can still make a healthier or a better choice. The reason they have that is because it's in their best interest, too, because there are people that are more aware. And rather than lose those people, they want to get some of their dollars. So they're going to put a salad in amongst their burgers, okay, because they don't want somebody in the family to say, well, I'm not going to eat there because there's nothing I can eat. Now they have something to eat. But always follow the dollar. That's what's motivating people. And whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, it's the way it is. You can't play a game by what should be. You have to play by what's going on now and what is.
And when you say follow the dollar, it's so true, because anything that's healthy for you is top dollar, and anything that's cheap that's been on the shelves is the cheapest you could buy around.
The one thing I always tell people, though, if you're clever, I mean, I've never been one to follow the herd, and I don't care or respect sheeple very much. Sheeple are people that just follow the herd.
Exactly.
If you're smart when you're getting into a fitness program, you can go to your local produce place. You can meet somebody. You can explain the situation, and you can say, listen, I don't have all this money to spend. I did this with mine. I can tell you that much. Just before something's going to have to be taken off the shelves, you can go there and give them some money for it, but you're not paying top dollar. You're paying next to nothing because they're going to throw it away anyway. And the thing is, that food, when it has to be taken off the shelves, is still good for much longer, and you could still freeze it, and at least you're making use of something. They price it super high in the beginning because they know how much they're going to lose. They know how much is going to be thrown away, and they have to make up for that waste. So that's why the initial produce is so highly priced. If you explain to somebody at the thing, you know, you're going to throw it away anyway, I can't afford this, but I'd rather take some of it off your hands, tell me what day I can come, whatever. And there's been a lot of people that's been able to work out things like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we're all within the same age of each other. And we grew up in a time where there was one parent that stayed at home and did the cooking. And restaurants, I mean, I don't remember going to a restaurant a lot as a kid except for possibly a really, really special occasion.
Right.
And any food that went into me came from my mother. My mother prepared the meals and she cooked well.
Yeah.
And that was really it. But now when you're making, you know, any type of fast food, a meal for under $5, it's just so tempting, especially if there are financial constraints.
Well,
true. I mean, I did have a lot of, you know, my parents worked and we were part of the generation that was dealing with, you know, fast food and, you know, parents out of the home and stuff like that. So I had to deal with that. But, you know, the thing is, you can still always make better choices.
Mm-hmm.
It is the point. Even back then, there were better choices that could be made, although I don't think that the knowledge was as strong as it is now. I think with the rise of the internet, when I was in school and stuff like that, was super powerful because that put, to people that wanted it, it put everything at your fingertips. I always tell people, when you have a medical condition or something like that, not diagnosing yourself, obviously using Google, but if somebody says you have this, you research your condition, you research things about it. Don't just automatically assume what your doctor is going to say is going to be correct, because there are some doctors who are amazing. There are other ones who just want to get you in and out of the office as quickly as possible so that they can collect the insurance payment.
Exactly.
And that's just the reality of the situation. So the computer is amazing in the sense that you can do so much of your own research on healthy foods, potential complications with foods, potential complications with supplements. Nowadays, you can just use your brain, because you'll see positives and negatives, but always try to find out, you know, make your own decision from those positives and negatives and extrapolate whether it's something you want to try, a diet or an exercise plan or a supplement, and then go in knowing the potential drawbacks and the potential benefits. And that's what the computer is so amazing for nowadays, and thank God people are taking advantage of it for that.
True. You know, speaking of computers, you know, I'm thinking about when I would see your infomercials on TV, You did all of that. You got such a great amount of traction behind your brand, and there was no such thing as social media then.
No.
Isn't that amazing? It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're 100% right, because Fitness Made Simple started right when I was out of school in the summer of 1998, which was the end of August.
Wow, 1998,
Yes, it was started in 1998, was the first commercial on the air. It didn't get its real steam going till about 2000, with the biggest years being from like 2004 to 2006. My one little regret that I would have changed, I should have jumped on the internet bandwagon with YouTube. YouTube started, 2005, 2006,
right around
the super height of Fitness Made Simple. And I didn't for years. And the only reason you don't see the Fitness Made Simple commercials on, like you did ad nauseum beforehand, is because they were primarily on a cable company, which no longer exists anymore, a multi-billion dollar company that just went under. And that lost us our traction on like the MTVs, VH1s, E's, USAs, and stuff like that. Otherwise, you know, those deals would still exist. But as I say, I rode the wave for as long as I could, and it was a beautiful wave to ride, and it changed a lot of people's lives. But nowadays, it's a totally different world with the digital marketplace and also TV, and the digital marketplace actually eclipsing TV in so many ways. But TV still in people's minds of all ages having more gravitas than I think the digital marketplace. Because even today, you could say you have an internet show, and the first thing a lot of people say is like, oh, it's on the internet, you know, as opposed to TV, which
even
if people don't watch it as much, still has a lot more cachet.
Yeah, exactly. I would give it another 10 years, though. I guarantee it'll
Agreed.
Catch up. You know, I guarantee it'll catch up.
Well, I follow, it's interesting, I follow on social media a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, who's been on my show before, and he's a very talented guy. And he's become a social media icon. He actually grew his family's wine business, and he's always talking about hustle and grind, but he grew his family's wine business from a $3 million business to a $60 million business using social media when he was out of school and stuff like that, part of the same thing. And he predicts, believe it or not, that about 80 to 85% of brands, company spending, is going to be on digital influencers as opposed to advertising traditional routes like TV, radio, and stuff like that in as little as 3 to 5 years.
Is that
That's
right?
a huge prediction.
I wouldn't think it was that little a time. My God.
And he's not even talking about ads on digital shows. He's talking about actually recruiting people that are popular on Instagram and other – well, Instagram's a big one now, but, you know, Facebook, YouTube, et cetera – and doing spending 80 to 85% of their budget, I had heard, on that type of influencer. And he thinks it's going to happen that quickly. And I already see it because, I mean, I know myself, I get a number of brand deals on my Instagram from different companies.
Sure.
And I just didn't realize, I mean, that would just be a huge earth-shaking change in the advertising business for every industry, health and wellness included.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to say, with that, there goes print media. You know that's going to just go. I mean, print media is limping along right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to completely disable it. Wow.
I could see that because I remember when my book came out, which Fitness Made Simple, The Power to Change Your Body and Life, which was 2008 when I was doing my book tour. Mm-hmm. Even then, Barnes and Nobles were closing left and right in different markets. When I was appearing at certain markets and when I was doing my book tour and everything like that, I'd be talking to some of the chains and things, and they'd be like, oh, and this store's closing, and that store's closing, and that store's closing. And a lot of my, fans that, were from social media would say to me, why are you writing a book? Nobody reads books anymore.
Yeah.
That's what they'd be tweeting
to
me.
You could still write a book and go on digital. That's just the way it goes now.
Correct.
You're going to have to still write it some way.
Yeah, but you know.
Yes.
I don't know about you, John, but I don't. I still want to pick up a paper. I still want to smell a magazine.
You're gonna have to get over it.
You know what? I will buy a book anytime I can. Just
I love you.
I need to support it. We need to.
You're a sweetheart. My hand would probably fall off if I picked up a paper. I've never read. I don't ever remember picking up anything other than, you know, more involved than Us Magazine as far as literary works, except if I had to for school. I can write a book, and I'm supposedly a very, very good writer, which is great, but it's not something I totally enjoy doing because it's a process. And it's a painstaking process, but I could never read for enjoyment. I find nothing enjoyable about that. Listening to a book on tape when you're driving, listening to a podcast, listening to things like that, awesome. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it to death. Love getting the knowledge. But sitting there in a bed or, you know, just reading or sitting there in a chair, my mind would just wander about all the other things I could be doing.
What sign are you, John? What sign are you?
Aries.
Aries. Knew it. Huh? I was going to say Aries or Gemini. That's what I figured. But now, you know, John is also a motivational speaker, and he has wake-up words. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. Actually, speaking of, short-lived social media platforms, I started wake-up words on Vine and about a
is
couple
Vine
years
still
ago.
Big?
No, Vine's dead.
Vine is dead? Really?
Hence why it's actually gone.
If you scroll on your phone to share something on social media, Vine is there. That's why I asked you, because I had no idea like what it was, if it ever existed,
I have not even seen that. There is a such thing called a Vine camera, which is just a camera, because Twitter bought Vine. So there is something called a Vine camera where you can use it as a camera, but as a platform where you share videos and stuff like that. The existing Vine app is gone. However, the Vine site, if you go to like vine.co/John Basedow, you'll still see the vines I put up. And you could still copy a link and you could still share it, but you can't add any any more to it. It's not like an active platform. Because it just ended and it was announced it was going to end before it ended. But bottom line was I started Wake Up Words on Vine with six second little shots of inspiration, motivation, and helpful life lessons to help people get through the day. And it really caught on very well. And now I've moved it to Instagram since I've moved over to Instagram. And these things are great because they're appealing to any age group. I mean, the largest audience are there's a lot of kids in high school and a lot of kids in college that love them, and you'll see them, quoting them. But then you'll see a lot of notes on the platforms where they'll write comments like, because you said this, you know, I feel better when somebody makes fun of me in gym class, or I don't listen to this person when they say that I'm stupid, or I don't listen to this. And it's just nice to give somebody an outlet where there's a positive voice supporting them. Because so many times the internet, which has such a huge amount of power, is used for only negative and bad things. And I want it to be a force of positivity and also self-empowerment on the internet, which is where Wake Up Words came from.
And it's perfect in the age of bullying and cyberbullying.
Yes.
I think that it's so important to have something positive, because it just could be so brutal out there. And, you know, the
100%.
College age is such a tender one. And it just like there's just too much that could go wrong not to have at least some kindness be infused in your day.
Yeah,
100%.
Aspirations every day is like the best thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have feedback, because college kids are really, really hard to reach anyway. I mean, they're busy. But the fact that he's getting this positive feedback that it's actually getting to them, that's got to be amazing.
That's
for
a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
That motivates me because it's funny because there are some speakers that say I'll speak the same in front of a group of one as I will in front of a group of 10,000. If it's a group of one, I'm going to go home. I need that energy back at me, and that's what I loved about Vine, and especially the positive. I mean, some of those comments were just very, very heartwarming, and I liked the fact that I was making a difference, that I was doing something positive and making a difference. Because the thing about there was such a rise in childhood and student suicide, and I think part of it was, I mean, there was one guy who had jumped off a bridge over here in the New York, New Jersey area. There was then all sorts of stories across the country of other ones that were, you know, major, major media headlines for weeks on end, all of which were tied to bullying. And I think, I mean, the internet is usually responsible for that, in the sense of, like, back in the day, if you were made fun of at school or you had an issue, you could go home. There was a break. And a lot of times half the people wouldn't know what happened anyway unless word of mouth got around.
Yeah,
nowadays, there is no break.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there is no break. Everybody knows it on Facebook. You can get, you go home, you're bombarded on social media. If you check it, even if you don't check it, your friends say, did you see what this person said about you? Did you see what this person wrote? Look at these posts I found. Oh, my God.
It goes
on and on. There's no relief, and that's very scary. When you feel the only way out is death and jumping off a bridge, there's something wrong with society.
Oh, yeah.
But you know something, and I'm not a parent, so I hate to always come out and say something about parents, but I know that when I was growing up, the one thing that my mother, and I was a brat for the most part sometimes, and a freshman, my mother would not allow me to make fun of anybody's faith, body shape, appearance. Mm-hmm. That it just was not, and I knew that if I did that, it would shame her, and that mattered to me. And my brother and I just never, we never got involved in bullying. We never had a mean thing to say to anybody.
Right.
So I always wonder, where are the parents? Why aren't the parents over the kids' shoulders when these things are happening?
Well, your parent was home. My parent was home.
I'm just
parents
saying.
Today are not home anymore.
But they're having,
they really aren't home.
But you're in the same house. There has to be some sort of dialogue going on.
Well, now with the social media, the kids are not even sitting in the living room anymore watching TV. I used to sit in the living room watching TV with my parents.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we used to do. Now everybody's behind their computer or behind their phone, and they're just looking on to what's the world going on out there.
Have you ever seen – I've gone actually out to holiday dinners and buffets and stuff like that for Easter or Christmas with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I have actually seen tables of people with, you know, parents, grandparents, children.
Yes.
And the children are on the phone – and sometimes even the moms and dads, I'm not kidding, are on the phone.
It's really bad.
The entire time, and they're all sitting around the table, and sometimes they're talking to each other, or sometimes they'll like, utter a sound at each other, but they're not even looking up.
You see them typing
through the entire meal.
The whole thing, I know. It's horrible. It's really hard. My daughter does that, and I just yell at her all the time, put the phone down.
But it's not a lot to ask for just an hour.
That's it. They're so afraid they're going to miss something. There's like initials for it. I forgot what it was.
It's called FOMO. It's fear of missing out.
Right.
F-O-M-O.
Exactly. Fear of missing something.
Oh, I can't.
Yes. Fear of missing out. Yes.
You got it. Very good, John.
But in reality, they're not missing anything. Most of the people that are glued to the phones aren't the ones that are, you know, necessarily the most wildly popular on these social media platforms. And half the time you're looking and you're seeing nothing, or you're seeing something that, you know, even you got a message, it's something that will amount to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know myself, because a lot of my career revolves around social media, I look very forward to breaks. There's times I very much enjoy just putting down the phone and being able to disconnect. And a lot of my friends don't understand it, because I have friends that, you know, they're always checking, and I'm like, don't you ever want a break? I mean, I want to just see what's this, or I want to see what's going on with this. And I've always felt that that's very rude.
Yeah, it is.
And this is just, I think this is just something about self-respect. I will not be going out to eat with, or I will not be taking long walks with, or I will not be spending a day, unless it's for a business reason, with anybody who is on their phone or not focused totally on what we're doing together.
Exactly. Whether
friend,
right.
girlfriend, whatever, it doesn't matter. And that's just respect. And that's pure home training and respect.
I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, anytime I'm on my phone, it's only for business. But if I'm home or I'm out with somebody, of course my attention is there, unless it's something, you know, you're running a business, you have to be available. But I'm never just chatting with a friend. I would never do that. It could wait.
Especially if you're with somebody else. Before I became involved in social media on a business aspect, even when it came to regular phones, I would not have my phone ringing and answering a phone unless it was something I was expecting. If somebody was sick and I knew something was going on and I would tell my friend who I was with, I'd say, listen, I may get a call from this person. If I get a call from this person, I have to pick it up. But I always gave the respect of that. It wasn't just I was picking up any random call or picking up a telemarketing call. You know, if it was an important job thing, if it was a family issue, I told them in advance. But otherwise, I was 100 with the person. And I think that that's just common respect, no matter what era you're in.
Of course.
And we've gotten so far away from that, you know? We've gotten so far away from – I mean, I think
the
internet is wonderful in one way, But I mean, there's something nice about when we were growing up, we got on our bikes and we called for somebody to come down.
Yeah.
And we went and we did whatever we were going to do.
Now these kids don't even leave the house anymore.
They don't even know what they're sitting next to each other.
And that's why the obesity level for these kids is high too, because they don't move.
But you know something? I don't want to speak poorly about technology, because John is a spokesperson for a cutting-edge health and lifestyle app called Astro. So tell us about that.
Well, this is using technology for good.
Yeah.
Okay. And actually, it's a new thing, it's a new deal that I just got. I'm a spokesperson for an awesome, awesome, speaking of getting kids out and getting everybody out and moving, an app called Astro. You want to think of it as like the Siri for personal health and fitness. It's like your exercise and nutrition coach. Artificial intelligence, it's all the cutting edge technology that you're hearing about all over the news and everything. And what Astro is basically, because of the fact of people being busy and you not being able to get questions to people and get quick answers, is Astro is an app where it will keep track of your nutrition. It will keep track of your exercise. It'll keep track of your calories in, calories out, calories remaining for the day based on whatever calorie plan you're on, and also give you suggestions. You can actually say to the app at times, how am I doing today? And it'll say, based on what you had for breakfast and lunch, you might want to cut down a little bit on the fat for dinner.
Oh,
this would be a good option. That would be a good option.
Cool.
It has a breakdown. You can ask, I have a video coming out with it that you'll see on the YouTube channel in a few days, where I just ask it about a chicken breast. And it gives me several options of chicken breast, whether, you know, it was something I was making on my own, what the macronutrients are, like the grams of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, and the calories, or if I was getting it at a chain store, or if I was getting it gives all different options. It says, which chicken breast are you thinking of having? And the calorie content is enormous between the oven roasted one that you'd normally have and the one you might get that's full of sodium and also full of preservatives and stuff like that at some chain restaurant. And you have to actually pick the one that's closest to what you're having or what you want to have, and then Astro gives you the breakdown for it, and then you decide whether you want to have it or not.
Oh,
so, I mean,
cool.
It's...
Now you can download this on on your phone. You could just download the app.
Yes.
And
what
how
it is
it spelled?
Actually, it's Astro, and it is actually not even in the iTunes App Store yet. It is supposed to be. It is coming the week of the 23rd. It's coming the week of the 23rd.
Okay. Beautiful.
So you are getting advance notice.
I see her.
Download.
Yeah, I was going to go.
John even says that's very rude, but she was.
No, but I was going to get it.
That's okay.
I was going to download it.
Download it. We know.
You said the 23rd.
Oh, if you're going to download Astro, you can interrupt me anytime. That's all good.
There you go.
Astro is going to help a lot of people. It's using the internet and it's using technology for all good, informing people. And also not only informing them about ideas, but giving them a definite plan, a definite nuts and bolts plan that they can follow and achieve results with.
Wow. And this is just nutrition or?
And exercise, you know, too.
Exercise,
it actually
too.
Gives,
that's
I,
wonderful.
I, for instance, you could say I'm doing cardio. It'll even suggest things like, for instance, you know, it's summertime now. You might want to try some outdoor activities to give you some variety as opposed to always being in the gym.
Shit.
And it says, why don't you go for a hike?
I'm sorry, but I think you're going to put me out of business with your little app there.
It's really cool. And the best thing about it, though, is that the company behind Astro that does all the technology is like a human. I joke around that Astro is like your new best friend, but a drama-free best friend. And
that's going to be the best thing.
Exactly. And like a human, though, it grows and it gets better all the time. There are new foods. There are new exercises. There are new regimens added to the Astro app all the time. Since I even started working with the company, which is only a couple of weeks, I've seen like 8 revisions and 8 meaning additions and you know, adding new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even in the app store yet. But it's something that's going to constantly develop with new technology and adding more and more fine-tune nutrition and exercise questions and answers and also plan as, you know, it sees what the users want to have. And if there's something that Astro doesn't know, what I love about it best is if something that you ask Astro that it can't answer, it says, I don't have the answer for that right now, but let me get back to you.
That's pretty cool.
Then the team emails you. The team can email you and see what your question is. You can actually write questions to the Astro team.
There's nothing like that out there now.
I'm actually going to tell my clients about that because it's almost like a personal nutritionist to them.
Yeah. Well, it's
that's exactly what it is. It's not only that, it's a personal exercise coach and a personal nutritionist.
They're paying me for that.
Yeah,
hopefully,
so,
we don't need that.
The exercise thing.
I'm not going to mention
they can use you an adjunct to it. Some people to have the
they
personal
would believe
attention.
Me. They wouldn't do it without me there.
Well, let's not test that theory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. But if they did, you know, it's the best thing.
Says you now.
Right.
But that's really, because, you know, I don't know that much about apps, but I don't think there's anything out there that does all those three things, which is amazing.
No,
I don't think, that's why I got involved
at all,
with them.
Because, you know, I'm always in the app store looking for different things and stuff. And I don't, you know, I know there's apps that, I'm going to say a great app, you know, for the Weight Watchers groups is an app that, I mean, the Weight Watchers app is a pretty good app. I mean, it sees, it pictures the whatever it is, let's say you're eating soy sauce.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You take a picture of it and it'll, by the barcode,
mm-hmm.
and it'll tell you exactly mm-hmm. how many points will be.
Okay.
You know, it tells you everything. It's pretty cool, but it doesn't do much. Like,
right.
cause if you're eating something that doesn't have a barcode, then you're screwed.
No, that's pretty good. You know,
I think the key about it is to start off really good, like Astro's doing, and also have that commitment to continuing to grow. And I think a lot of apps in general don't do that. I think they come out, they are what they are. There may be an update, you know, every few months or something like that. Whereas like this one is more that this grows with you and is also able to be tailored to answer your personal questions as opposed to just giving a pat answer that it would give
exactly,
to anyone.
Exactly, exactly. Now, let's say you want to ask it let's say I want to lose 20 pounds. You're going to help me lose 20 pounds? Does it do that for you?
Yeah, basically you input your goals. And not only that, but you can actually ask it by voice and it responds to you by voice, or you can type it in.
That's,
you could do
that
either
so
way.
Cool. Right, that is
so
cool.
If you're in a restaurant and you don't want to be actually talking to it, because it's really cute to talk with
you,
and it has a male and a female, you can choose the male or the female voice, okay? And the female voice is adorable, but whether you want to talk to a guy or a girl, and you could an Astro will answer you in that voice. That's another thing in settings, which is something that's sort of unique. But yeah, it basically tailors the workouts and the nutrition plans to your goals, and it also fields individualized questions that come from you, and it remembers what your goal is. So it basically answers it, knowing what your goal is, knowing what you've done so far that day, and it works on every single day differently. So, for instance,
this is going to be a big thing.
It's going to be a big deal. And when if you have a different breakfast, different lunch or something like that, it gives you totally different answers and a different guideline of what you should do to stay on track. And then it's also humorous. I mean, there's one time it says, she goes, I mean, I remember when I was playing with the app, it goes, yes, you should have this, this, and this. But what do I know? I'm just a robot. You know,
does it know if you're having a cupcake?
You have to tell it.
Imagine it just slaps your hand.
It's that don't ask, don't tell policy.
Right, exactly.
That ask.
You got to be true to Astro for Astro to be true to you, though.
Exactly.
You got to be true to Astro.
You can't cheat on it.
Well, you know, honestly, look, if you're going to invest something,
you're going
to
cheat yourself.
You have to be honest in general.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why wouldn't you be?
Well, you're only hurting yourself. But
going back
to an earlier point when you said, when you were talking about, you know, people saying, when we talk about the fitness triangle, and you say if they don't get the results, they missed one side. A lot of times it's not only they missed one side, but a lot of times people will do a friendly lie to themselves. Like they'll go, I had a chicken breast, but they won't tell you it's a chicken breast from the deli. That was not, I always say, if it's not on the bone, leave it alone. It was one of those cubes of chicken. That's a man-made version of chicken that's meant to sit there forever. That's loaded with sodium, loaded with preservatives, but they don't point
that
out.
It's like rubber. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's, once again, you've got to be your own number one cheerleader in this, but you've also got to be honest with yourself when you're beginning a fitness program. Because if you're not honest with yourself, you're just not going to get results, and you're wasting your time.
Exactly.
And you will blame everything else. Everything
except
else.
Except yourself.
On your own, your own internal sabotage. John, before we let you go, I want to ask you, as a man who inspires so many people, what inspires you?
That's a very good question, and First of all, there's a lot of things that inspire me, but the number one thing that inspires me is what we already talked about, and that's getting the feedback from people. I get very, very inspired knowing I have made a difference and knowing I have had an impact on somebody or something. And that's all about results. That is my number one inspiration. I could not continue to be inspirational and motivational if I was not getting feedback of what my actions were doing to improve someone else's life, or at least make a difference in their lives and give them a different outlook so that they're able to improve it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hugest motivation of me, and that's results.
Yeah, amen. It shows it right there,
yeah,
because you want to
exactly.
make a difference,
that's exactly
and that's what inspires.
Right. And that's what keeps you in doing what you're doing
yeah.
without effort and endlessly. Now,
exactly.
before we go, this is the part of the program where we tell the guests to go plug themselves. If there is anything that we didn't hit that you wanted to speak about, new website coming out, anything else, just here's your platform to just speak on it.
Well, speaking of new website, I mean, fitnessmadesimple.com is a new membership site. You can go there and work out with me on the daily and get all my book and all my DVDs, and also become a member and have access to any of the workouts there for very inexpensive price. But probably the most exciting thing is the new johnbaystow.net site, which I'm very excited about, is all about my speaking engagements. And one of the things I love doing the most, from speaking anything from corporate events to celebrity functions to schools and universities. And this is the first time you can actually have a site to go to book me for those gigs, which is great. And then the third thing would be on the social media side, follow me on Instagram, John Baystow TV, because that is my platform of choice. And really trying to get out some good knowledge there.
Yeah, no, we're on the .net page, and yeah, I'm looking at speaking all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. Yeah, it's all here, and we're gonna put all this on our site tomorrow.
Sure.
And we thank you so much, John. You're an absolute pleasure.
Such a pleasure.
Gentleman. Yeah,
I really enjoyed
speaking
with
again.
You.
Oh, no worries. You ladies are dolls. You're sweethearts. I really, really appreciate
it.
And I think you're doing a great job by informing people and motivating them yourselves. So I'm always glad to be part of that message. Just keeping it positive, moving forward, and showing people that as long as they work hard and believe in themselves and stay focused on their goals, they can turn whatever ideas they have in their mind into reality.
That's exactly right. Amen on that.
Amen.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Go have a great
Bye-bye,
day,
guys.
Love. Bye-bye.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
What a great guy.
He is very nice.
Great
man.
Guy.
Very nice man. Yeah, and I was looking over his little motivational sound, but it's really cute. It's really cute.
Yeah.
You know why? It's not.
Well, I just started following him on Instagram.
You don't, especially when you're going with the younger audience.
Yeah.
You don't want to get too preachy because then you get the eye rolls. And he just has a very cool way of bringing other people in to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it just really. Cool. I'll show it to you later when.
Well, I have to tell you, he didn't bore me speaking tonight.
Not at all.
I mean, he got me, you know, very inspired into what he was saying.
Yeah. You know, again, because he does a lot of motivational speaking, and the thing
and
is, you
can tell.
You want to include everybody in it. You don't want anybody to feel left out, or, you know, you have an elitist mentality and you're
mm-hmm.
above it. And he's a very good guy. And he'll be back on this show again. Well, we got to pay for this thing that we call a show, don't we? We got to pay for it. Hi, Missy. We got to pay for this stuff.
Ooh.
Who do we love?
Ooh.
Who do we love?
We should have a button for it. Top person. Top person.
Make
top
me
person.
That app. Where's that app that you were supposed to make for me? I don't see it.
What app?
The app that I feel great.
Oh.
Where was that?
Was it on my new
yeah,
phone?
Yeah, whatever. That's, you know what? This is why we don't have nice things.
Oh,
because we don't, you don't follow through.
Go ahead.
But we love
we
them.
We love Topperson.
They love us. We love them. Bruises love them more. I'll tell you why. It's
why?
An accelerant. It helps your body heal naturally. That's all you want to do. You don't want to mask pain. Masking pain is the biggest mistake of your life. Do you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest mistake you will make. Because it'll dull it. Nothing will correct what is. See, but that's not even my voice. See, now Topperson is gonna pull out on us because you interrupted our little. Okay. See, sorry, Topperson. Sorry, Lou Paradise. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they'll feel great with Topperson.
They feel great.
That's true.
You know what? You are such a wise woman. You are such a wise woman. Topperson will make you feel great, and they have so many formulas. Fit formula.
Feel great.
That's
great.
I'm starting to hate. I'm starting to hate. Topperson Foot Formula, Topperson Juniors for the kids. Great for mosquito bites. Also, afterburn cream. Summertime's a coming. You're gonna want don't bake in the sun anyway.
Summertime.
Oh God, don't bake in the sun anyway. But if you do, you put the afterburn cream on afterwards. Topperson.com. Mention our name, and quite possibly, you get a little discount. Mention the girls, and we might get you maybe 20% off. I'm just saying.
Which girls?
I'm not saying. The girls. You girl. Me and you, buddy. But so that's Topperson. And yeah, they deserve
that's
it.
For the girls.
That's for the
let's
girls.
Let's hear it for the boys.
How do we, I don't know how we have the show on for 4 years with the sabotage of my
funny demeanor.
It's something.
All right.
It's my patience. What do we like reading? Even though John Baisdow said he won't read a magazine, but he would read Muscle Sport Magazine. Betcha he would. Muscle Sport Mag is old school philosophy. It's about the exercise. It's not about the product.
Advertising.
It's not about, that's what we want. Muscle Sport Mag, $32 per year. Do you realize what that is?
Cheap.
Free delivery.
$32.
Other magazines I've seen, $8, $12. Not mentioning. Don't mention it because we'll get in trouble.
$12 a year?
$12 an issue.
I don't even want to mention
this. Is what I'm saying. Don't because I'll get.
Only because it's filled with advertisement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All filler.
All meat, no filler. There you go.
No, the $12 ones have all filler.
Yeah, but
we like the meat.
Muscle Sport is all meat, no filler. And go to their website and look it over. And if you don't look, you don't have to make a purchase, but it's there if you want to. Also, Mother's Day is coming. If you didn't remember Mom yet,
Mama.
What better gift
Mama.
To give your mother than the gift of laughter?
I want my mommy.
Oh, sweetheart, me too. You don't be sad. Don't be sad now. No. We're laughing. We're talking about...
Yes.
Our guest last week was Susan Silver.
Funny book. I started actually reading the book. Yeah, it was a very good book.
The writer for
very
Maud
funny.
And pretty much everything that you probably laughed at in the 60s and the 70s. Buy her book, Hot Pants in Hollywood. You can go to our site and get the link on our page. She's raising the bar. And it's in. I think she said Barnes & Noble is carrying it.
It's in all bookstores.
It's in all the bookstores. So just trot over there. And pick up one, and, you know, read it with Mom. Maybe you'll share some memories of shows you watch together. You will definitely share some laughs, and that is priceless beyond any measure. So in saying that, the other thing that is priceless to me is the lovely Lee Ziegelman.
Oh, wow.
Who rides shotgun with me every week and is such a good sport about it until we're off the air. But I wish her a happy Mother's Day because she's an absolutely wonderful mother.
Thank you.
A very good mother she is. And yes you are. And we thank you for joining us and making it an enjoyable show for us too. And we just hope that you go out there, do something positive. Do something positive for yourself. Be kind to other people. Be kind to the planet. Be kind to animals.
Just be kind. Is there anything that you could be in this world? Be kind.
Yeah, because you know what?
It's free.
The payback on that, the energy
it's
that
free.
You expend, you get it back. So
always.
It's certainly worth that. So in saying that, happy Mother's Day to all who are celebrating mothers
yes.
and non-mothers and just people who might be extra
even the one with the babies.
Yeah.
Your mother.
Yeah. We're all,
that's it.
And just, you know what? Have a good day. Have a good week. And we will be back next week for our roundtable. We're having
yes,
a roundtable with the gals.
Yes.
So we'll have a nice roundtable discussion. Don't know what the topic is. But you join us. You'll find out then. Take us home, Aleed.
You got it.
Nina, lead the way.
One, two.